Male genitals are so exposed that he must be protected from outside attack.
My guest today, Mrs. Wells Hively, will tell some about her efforts to establish a local chapter here.
First of all, I'm not Mrs. Wells Hively, I'm Janet Hively.
When it comes to romance,
his vulnerability obviously requires sheltering.
Which means that right now I'm probably effectively bisexual, but am starting to deal with moving in other directions.
We described ourselves as being lesbian, feminist, paranoid, schizophrenic, anarchist, dope fiends.
Nothing is guaranteed.
Thus, by nature, males are more passive than females and have a desire in sexual relations to be symbolically engulfed by the protective body of the woman.
At Radical Psych in Berkeley.
Radical Psych, that's great.
Males psychologically yearn for this protection, fully realizing their masculinity at this time.
It's very theoretical, but I wasn't feeling it. And exploring the question more and more and more, but still on certain levels dealing with men.
I'm right here, waiting.
I think something that a lot of people might like to know the answer to is, are you being compelled to do this by rhetoric, or is this something that you undertook on your own?
And feeling exposed and vulnerable at other times.
For those of us who fall into the many oppressed groups, we were named according to our distinguishing feature, nigger, dyke, kike, trash, etc.
My name is Robin Morgan.
The person who demands the look and feel of the world's finest precision automobiles, Ferrari, Lancia, Alfa Romeo, Maserati, Lamborghini, the kind of person for whom driving is more than transportation, it's an extension of their personality.
If the male denies these feelings, he is unconsciously rejecting his masculinity.
Rebelling women, the reason.
Representing yourself as dumb shit.
Can you remember your first moment of self-consciousness?
You know I'm gonna give it to you.
More than likely, that moment involved some kind of comparison. Perhaps you discovered you were black. Whites didn't discover they were white until 1964.
Not tonight.
She's mine.
Mrs. Wells Hively.
I'm Janet Hively.
My name is Robin Morgan.
And the first thing I do to assess my coworkers on tooth and nail is look around at all of you to see who is prettier than I.
I'm sure our listeners will be very interested.
Together with your thick, demanding bodies laid on ours.
Honey child, honey lamb, honey baby, honey doll, honey pie.
Therapy is thus indicated to help him adjust to his own nature.
Or perhaps you found out you were a woman. Maybe someone told you your coat was raggedy and suddenly you knew you were one of the poor.
Baby, anytime you need my love, you know I'm gonna give it to you.
For precious few folk, the first moment of self-consciousness was not negative. The people who fell into that group discovered they were better. They discovered they were men, or rich, or both.
The two-door liftback Corolla. Sporty, practical, and the big rear hatch opens up a whole new world of convenience.
A man experiences himself as a whole man when thus engulfed.
Our early consciousness involved the knowledge that we were less or second class.
Do you get enough, get enough, get enough, get enough love?
In dealing with, you know, very confusing dynamics and motivations,
Can you be concrete? About it. That may be hard, I know.
I can be concrete about my life and where I've come from.
You're not by yourself. There's others out there like you going through it too.
Trivializing it with references to women's lib, calling us bra burners, and so on.
You know, Alta, your roommate may be pretty, but you have that inner beauty that counts.
A guy named Barry told me that while we were lying on a bed in 1960.
I think it's a bunch of neurotic women. They're unhappy. They're frustrated. And, you know, the woods is full of frustrated people, men and women.
You know, when you talk about love, most people think you're talking about hugging and kissing, touching, feeling, and messing around. Yeah, I like messing around.